Good morning. So it's a time of our meditation with our little sister Faustina. Today, my soul suffered such agony that I began to complain to the Lord Jesus. Jesus, how can you leave me alone? I cannot take even one step forward by myself. You have taken my confessor away, and you yourself are hiding from me. Surely you know, Jesus. Dead of myself, I know nothing but how to waste your graces. Jesus, you must arrange things so that Father Andres will return. But the anguish persisted. It occurred to me to go to some priest and tell him of my anguish, and as well as some various inspirations that he might resolve them for me. And I shared this idea with Mother Superior Irene. Mother replied, "I understand, sister, that you are going through a difficult time. But at present, I really do not know of any priest who would be suitable for you. At any rate, Father Andres will be returning soon. So for now, go and tell everything to the Lord Jesus." We hear nobody talk to Jesus, right? Not only to you, I talk to them also. When I went to talk with the Lord for a while, I heard a voice in my soul. "My, I will not give you the grace to reveal yourself to someone else, and even if you did bear yourself, I will not give that priest the grace needed to understand you. At this time, it is my desire that you put up with yourself patiently. My daughter, it is not my will that you should tell everybody about the gifts I have granted you. I have entrusted you to the care of the friend of my heart, and under the direction your soul will bloom. I have given him light to recognize my life in your soul." It's not all the grace is not shared by all. Some of the special grace for you, not everybody. So don't just all the phone call you just tell everybody, not useful. If someone can listen and some have the gifts, have the wisdom, share maybe, but not all. You understand why? You keep yourself as you have so much importance. And continue, Jesus. "My daughter, when I was before Herod, I obtained a grace for you." By the time of his suffering already gave to God, Jesus sees us already. We too, we are in the mind of Jesus by the time of his suffering. "Namely, that you would be able to rise above human scorn and follow faithfully in my footsteps. Be silent, when they do not want to acknowledge your truth, because it is then that you speak more eloquently." So not all the time people take us right away, patient. Continue. "Notice, my daughter, if you strive for perfection, you will sanctify many souls. And if you do not strive for sanctity, by the same token, many souls will remain imperfect." So when her perfection becomes the perfection of others. "Know that the perfection will depend on your perfection, and a greater part of the responsibility for these souls will fall on you." So much so for our sisters, we priests. So many people depend on us. So how much we leave, how much we can give. You see that? "Then said to me, 'Do not fear, my child, but remain faithfully only to my grace. Don't be afraid. Now, this is the word of Faustina. Satan has admitted to me that I am the object of his hatred when we are good. So the road is blocked. The devil is stopping you. Go towards the Lord. So every morning when you want to come to holy hour, then you may say, I can get some more sleeps. You know, this on the way. He said that 1,000 souls do me less harm than you do when you speak of the great mercy of the Almighty One. The greatest sinners regain confidence and return to God, and I lose everything. But what is more, you persecute me personally with that unfathomable mercy of the Almighty One. So the divine mercy is really exactly against the devil's desire. Divine mercy. Because anyone go close to divine mercy will get a grace. So they didn't want us to look at it even. I took note of the great hatred Satan has for the mercy of God. He does not want to acknowledge that God is good. June 29, 1937. During breakfast today, Father Andres greeted the whole community by telephone. He's already back from Rome, and this very afternoon he came to see us. The professed sisters, the novice, and both groups of students assembled in the quadrangle, the girls' playground in front of the building, and waited for our dear father. The children welcomed him with songs and poems, and then we asked him to tell us about Rome and the many beautiful things he had seen there. He spoke for over 2 hours, and because of this, there was no time left to talk in private. She just wanted to talk, and there's no time. No attachment at all. Right? Jesus also teach her no attachment, although he is important, this priest is important for her. But today my soul enter into close union with the Lord. He made known to me how I should always abandon myself to his holy will. She understands something. That's the word of Jesus. In one moment, I can give you more than you are able to desire. So at times, maybe you don't have anything. But Jesus, if I give you just one moment, you can get all. Don't worry. June 30th, 1937. Today, the Lord said to me, I've wanted to exalt this congregation many times, but I'm unable to do so because of its pride. The congregation, pride. Know, my daughter, that I do not grant my grace to proud souls and even take away from them the graces I have granted. So even if Jesus gave us graces already, but you're proud, then would be taking away. That's why Jesus, be humble, eh? Today, Sister Solenta asked me to make an agreement with her. She will pray for me, and I'm to pray for the girls in a classy willingness. As for me, I always pray for our work, but I have resolved to pray for the class in willingness for 2 months. And Sister Yolanda will say 3 Hail Marys to the incorrect word every day for the intention that I might profit from God's grace. Our friendship has deepened. July 1st, 37. Today, during the Angelus, the Lord gave me an understanding of God's incomprehensible love for people. He lifts us up to his very Godhead. His only motive are love and faithfulness, mercy. Though you make known the mystery to us through an angel, you yourself carry it out. In spite of the profound peace my soul is enjoying, I am struggling continuously, and it is often a hard-fought but for me to walk faithfully along my path. That is the path which the Lord Jesus wants me to follow. And my path is to be faithful to the will of God in all things and at all times, especially by being faithful to inner inspirations in order to be a receptive instrument in God's hands for the carrying out of the work of faithless mercy. Be faithful all time, all the time. We too, go wherever you go, in the kitchen, in the house, in the market, all the time, do the will of the Father. If you don't know us, this inner voice there, don't do useless things. Otherwise, might pay off in the next life and might be too late to do penance. Now today, penance is very, not easy, but I mean, you have the close relationship with Jesus, no? You know, once you're in the purgatory, you cannot meet Jesus at all. The other day, one soul, also a sister, she was in purgatory, and she came to see another sister. So she told the sister, "Sister, can I accompany you to the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament?" Because in purgatory, they are far, far from God. I mean, they have to purify themselves. And Jesus allowed her to come on earth to visit that sister alive. And asking that Jesus, when she was during adoration time, she accompanied her, stood by her side, just to have a time with the Blessed Sacrament. You can imagine. The souls in purgatory, they so yearn for the love of God in that time. It's time of justice. Today is time of mercy. And if you don't take the time of mercy and just wait. So, July 4th, 1937, first Sunday of the month, monthly retreat. This evening I prepared with great care and prayed long to the Holy Spirit that he might deign to grant me his light and take me under his special guidance. I prayed also to Our Lady, to my guardian angel, and to our patron saints. Fruit of the meditation. Whatever Jesus did, he did well. He went along doing good. His manner was full of goodness and mercy. His steps were guided by compassion. Toward his enemies, he showed goodness, kindness, and understanding, and to those in need, help and consolation. I have resolved to mirror faithfully these traits of Jesus in myself during this month, even if this costs me much. So I think it's very important to look at ourselves. It's very important. Many times it's just look for mistakes of the other people. Look as a mirror, look into yourself. During adoration, I heard a voice in my soul. "These efforts of yours, my daughter, are pleasing to me. They are the delight of my heart. I see every moment of your heart with which you worship me." Particular examine. Continuation of the same, to unite myself with the merciful Christ for the sake of his sorrowful patience, I will entreat the Heavenly Father for the work for the whole world, a point of the rule, strict observance of silence. I think this silence, not only silence of mouth, silence of heart. Silence. When you attend Mass, silence. I don't mean you shout, but your heart, your mind, your soul, let your soul come down before the Lord. At times, appearance, we are holy, but our mind flying high. I must prompt the depth of my being and thank God for everything. Unite myself with Jesus, with him, in him, and through him, I give glory to God. O Lord, my love, I thank you for this day on which you have followed, allowed me to draw a wealth of graces from the fountain of your unfathomable mercy. O Jesus, not only today, but at every moment, I draw from your unfathomable mercy everything that the soul and body could want. June 7, 1937. In times of doubt, that is when the soul is weak, let it ask Jesus himself to act. Although it knows that it should act by the grace of God, nevertheless, at certain times, it is better for it to leave all action to God. July 15, 1937. Once I learned that I was to be transferred to another house, my knowledge of this was purely interior. At the same time, I heard a voice in my soul, "Do not be afraid, my daughter. It is my will that you should remain here. Human plans will be thwarted, since you must conform to my will." So the superior can think many things. Can think of many things. Maybe a superior wants to transfer you back to the Philippines. But if Jesus wants you here, you'll be here. The same thing. Do you believe that? Yeah. Thank the Lord. When I was close to the Lord, he said to me, "Why are you afraid to begin the work when I've commanded you to carry out?" I answered, "Why do you leave me on my own at such times, Jesus? And why do I not feel your presence?" So at times, she didn't feel the presence of the Lord. She was afraid. The word of Jesus. "My daughter, even though you do not perceive me in the most secret depths of your heart, you still cannot say that I am not there. I only remove from the awareness of my presence, and that should not be an obstacle to the carrying out of my will. I do this to achieve my unfathomable ends, which you will know of later on." So at times you don't feel, it doesn't mean Jesus doesn't present, you too. At times you feel Jesus far away, but Jesus is there. You don't feel, but he's there. That's our faith. "My daughter, know without doubt that once and for all, that only mortal sin drives me out of a soul and nothing else. Have a clean heart. If a mortal soul, you're in hell. So go hurry up for confession until it's too late." So the last word. "Today the Lord said to me, 'My daughter, my pleasure and delight, nothing will stop me from granting your grace, one of your graces. Your misery does not hinder my mercy.' My daughter," write that. The greater the misery of a soul, the greater is the right to my mercy. So if you feel benowed, be happy. "All souls to trust in the unfathomable abyss of my mercy, because I want to save them all, in the heart of Jesus. So only people choose not to follow." So don't blame Jesus. "On the cross, the fountain of my mercy was opened wide by the lens of all, for all souls. No one have I excluded." Peace of the heart. That's a sign. All souls are saved. We thank Jesus given this chance. And, okay? I know.